The river flows. Late at night I listen to the wind that blows. Spring or summer, fall or when the winter chills, I shall ever be at home up in the hills.
What's this tape recorder? Did that record? You had that recording message pointing to you?
First movement, snakes.
And then I guess the other thing I wanted to do was to bring out this whole dialogic thing.
How do you think we're going to do that?
Well,
we have the series of interviews that you did in Harlan County, and really, they're not complete. They're snapshots that we have of your ongoing relationship with these different people. All we have is these snapshots, and which fit into a greater continuity that only you understand.
Well, for one thing, I did try to make them.
You were growing up, and the snake crawled into the house.
Oh, the yes, I was let's see, probably about 5 years old. And the rattlesnake. We lived in just one big room log house. And the rattlesnake, it comes in the house, and mother and dad, they were, you know, trying to find the snake. And finally, I guess they just gave it up finding it and got back in bed. And I was sleeping with my dad. So the snake, it gets in bed with dad and me. And every time we would move, the snake would start rattling. That's what we call a rattle, what a rattlesnake does. So. Dad, he gets out and he goes on to work in the coal mines, and mother, she gets up and sits all of us kids out the window. We had one window in the house, so she sits us all out. She starts looking for the snake again. So she hears something outside, and she goes, we had what we call a fireplace where we kept the fire. It was just a chimney with about 6 foot logs in it to keep the old house warm. And so she goes out there, and the snake had bit a rat, and the rat was making a noise. The snake was half in the house and half out of the house where it crawled through the logs. Between the logs, we just had clay mud to keep the weather out, and sometimes the mud would fall out. So she gets what we call a hold of, and we work in the garden with. And she chops the snake's head off. And my brothers, two oldest brothers, they bury the snake. And it still comes back later in the day to the top of the ground out from under where they buried it. And later on, I guess 6 months later on, mother was out barefooted. And where she had knocked the fang out of the head when she cut it off, she stepped on the fang. And she was in bed for a couple of months with that, almost died. Just same as, I guess it was same as a rattlesnake bite.
And on the one hand, the snake was a powerful symbol, because the snake is both, the earth, nature. People tell snake stories all the time. They made snake jokes on me all the time. But I found things that went beyond that. And I remember the epiphany was I was actually driving a pickup. And so I felt very native. And it was on one of those winding roads going from the area where the Brookside strike was in the 70 High Plain toward Harlan Town. It was night. And I began to notice the roadkill, animals lying on the road. And I was scared, because it was a dangerous road, and people drive very dangerously. And in fact, a lot of people get killed in accidents. And I began to think of all the ways in which death is present. It goes from the animals to people killed in car accidents, Of course, the coal mining, but also violence. And black lung. And this very, very intense religion that... And one of the symbols was a snake. And the snake is a powerful symbol.
Said, they shall take up serpents. Now, that's what you want to know about. Said, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.